W8MW listening, statewide 1.
N8KPP, 5-1.
Hey, good afternoon. I missed who was there. I had the volume on the radio turned down. This is Mike, W8MW.
It is Wally, November 8, Kito, Papa, Papa. Heading towards Armada from New Baltimore in what is our version of a traffic jam. So I figured I'd throw my call out on 5-1 and see who's floating around. How you doing?
Yeah, very good. Well, no problem. I'm not doing too bad. I'm working on a couple of, I'm actually working from home today, getting some routers built here, and I'm over on the west side over north of Rockford, north of Grand Rapids. But nice day over here, sun shining. I've heard the traffic's been terrible all day, so I'm really glad I had a work from home day. Hi.
Yeah, well, I'm over here on the east side of this state, well, as far east as you can get, almost to the point where you touch Lake St. Clair, and I've got to go about 10, 15 miles west. And everybody's going 10 or 15 miles west. So no hurry, just relax and chill. So Rockford, that's near Grand Rapids, right? You're north of Grand Rapids?
Yeah, that's right. You got it right. I'm north Grand Rapids, about 20 minutes north of Grand Rapids. So that's right, although I travel all over the state for work. So I know the east side semi-well. I lived in Southfield for a while, and, I travel as far, I don't know, go up to Tawas quite a bit, and Saginaw and that kind of area. So I get all over the state for work, but nice today I'm kind of not. But the next couple of weeks will be a lot of travel again. So, but I enjoy hanging out on this MI-5 statewide one when I travel, too.
It's a great repeater system. It's not utilized very much. Wish it was utilized a little bit more. What do you do that makes you travel so far? Did I lose you?
Well, I'm going to guess you didn't hear me that time, Wally. I think I made a boo-boo on my radio. I hope I'm back with you now.
You are. I lost you. I figured there was a glitch between here and there or something. I wasn't too alarmed. So there's a lot of relaying that happens between here and there. So, yeah, what you did that you travel so much.
Yeah, very good. Well, it's my bad. I bumped the button on my radio, and I was suddenly transmitting on a different talk group. But I realized it there. I'm like, huh, I see a mistake. But anyway, I'm an IT technician, primarily supporting dental offices and ear, nose, and throat offices, a lot of medical, and I travel for some of the conglomerates that own some of those various practices throughout the state and really work for the owners of the practices. But, that's my day job's IT technician, and I enjoy it thoroughly, and ebbs and flows on the travel. I have a lot of customers that are right here in my backyard as well. But I'm going to be over the 8 Mile 75 way next week opening a new facility, so... I know it's not really where you're at, but, yeah, I get to travel some, try to back-to-back my travel so I get weeks at work from home as well.
Sounds like a noble job. So, and it goes hand-in-hand with amateur radio. Basically, radios have become computers, i.e., look what we're talking on right now. So, do you usually hang around on the 5-1 wide system, or do you have other favorites that usually go with?
Well, that's for sure. And when you start adding in all this new technology with hotspots and all that, it does get interesting. I'm on an SL3500E right now. I don't know if you know that radio, but a little thin Motorola that I can program via Bluetooth. It's quite an enjoyable, but it's a lot of fun, I'll put it that way.
Oh, I'm a big Motorola fanboy. I've got an XPR5550E in my truck right now that I'm talking to you on. And I've I studied it, I played with it, I analyzed it, I reverse engineered it. I got it down pretty good. The only thing with it is if you want to do something different on the road, you can't. So you better put all the possibilities you could think of in the get-go. You know, it's got 1,000 channels, but what I like about it is it's just clean as a whistle, both in and out. I mean, these things are just impressive. I mean, from DMR to a DMR Motorola, Motorola to Motorola, you know, the IPsec works, which means, you can travel and this thing will automatically pick up the strongest power. I am a big Motorola fanboy for amateur use.
Well, you definitely get it then. That's cool. There's a lot of fun radios. I was playing this weekend with one of the new R7s, and one of my things that I do on the side is help build some of the commercial systems, help doing the computer networking of the commercial systems around the state, so help with some of the capacity max systems and different things. And so I get access to some fun technology. I had an Ion radio in my hand this weekend, and that was pretty cool. That was somebody else's, but that's a cool-looking radio. Well, lots of fun stuff out there, for sure, in the Motorola world. Pricey, but fun.
Yeah, that's something I tried to understand, and I don't get it. The capacity plus, I bet, of course, there's nothing to connect to, trial and error with, but these have got it. I look for deals. I mean, I found one. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I got it for, like, $225 or something like that. This thing, it was, like, 8 years old, but it had never been programmed. I mean, it was brand new in the box. I mean, so I usually look for deals. I don't spend a long dollar on these things. Matter of fact, I probably spend more sometimes on the fancy microphone than I did on the radio. And then I got a couple of 7550s. Those are real, real nice, And I got Anytone. That's amazing, all the stuff that it does, but it just doesn't sound like a Motorola, So that's kind of why I am. I'm kind of a perfectionist type dude, so that's just the way I am.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, this kind of does seem like to be the best of the best, although I've had some fun playing with some other stuff here and there. I end up back on the Motorola, though I am curious to try one of those Kenwood DMR radios one of these days. I haven't played with one of those. I played with some of the other stuff, but I've definitely had an Anytone in my hands. I had some of the cheaper stuff. I had the Elenco version of the Anytone for a while, but I ended up going back to Motorola stuff. Just works, and I have all the right accessories. And so, well, what is it you're traveling? Are you traveling for work today as well at W8MW?
Negative. I'm done with work. I am going over to my fiance's father's house. He passed away this afternoon, so that is my adventures for today. So things have greatly changed in her house, I'm not a young person by any means, but she's widowed, I'm widowed, and so we're going to get married later this month, and her daddy passed away. It was kind of expected, so nonetheless, the emotional trauma is still there, so that's where I'm heading.
Well, I will tell you this, I'm sorry, first off, I'm really sorry to hear that, and I hope that all, I know how that goes. The radio does make you sound younger, I can tell you that. So, good job on the AGC there or something, hi. But I'm sorry to hear that, and that is hard no matter how it is, but hopefully you can get through that. And then looking forward to the upcoming nuptials, that's awesome. Very good. It'll be, we're big plans for some small for the wedding, somewhere nice. How's that all coming together? Looking good on that front?
That part we went overboard on. We got a lot of friends and a lot of things like that. The City Flats Hotel in Port Huron, or Banquet Hall, whatever, we rented that. We did a band. So that part we actually went stupid on. But nonetheless, it'll be a good time. And so she deserves it, I deserve it. So we did it, invited all of our friends, and I think that's going to be a nice arrangement. So, the band, they're about our age. There's 12 of them, believe it or not. So it's going to be like a big, the horns and the tubas and the basses and all the other stuff. So I heard them at a block party, believe it or not. They were relatively inexpensive as far as bands go. I mean, they came in at the same price as a DJ. And all these guys just like doing it, a couple girl singers and all these female singers, I should say. And they just like doing it. So basically all you had to do was kind of cover their costs a little bit and feed them, and they were happy to do it. So we did it that way. So that's going to be a nice gig. So.
Well, that sounds like it'll be a time to remember for sure. I actually think that's some of the best stuff I remember about my wedding. We hired somebody that we heard playing at a local wine tasting room, and a saxophonist, and we've become lifelong friends with him and his manager, and it's probably one of the things when people talk about our wedding that they remember the most, everybody that was there, was the band, and that it was way different than just having a standard DJ, and people enjoyed it and danced the night away, and so cool. Sounds like you're doing it up then and having something fun there for that. That sounds great. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, we're pretty excited, so hopefully that'll turn out. This will change the plans a little bit, delay things and complicate things, but it's life, and it happens, so you just have to deal with it the best you can. And so I'm going to go over there and be the super fiancé and hold and hug and all that other stuff. So that's my plan for that. And on the A, back to the radio part, the AGC, I left it all on automatic. And I played it back and on myself, with that 5553 or whatever the heck it was. And I couldn't believe how clear it sounded, and it didn't matter where you put the microphone, it kind of fixed itself, and I go, oh, this is pretty cool. So I just left it alone, and that works real well.
Well, I think you sound good on the radio, so that's wonderful. I know some of those mic games back in the day didn't sound so good on analog. They were awesome on digital, but I don't know, I haven't tweaked one on a 5550E. I haven't played with it at all very much. I've played with a 5550 with a 03 head. That's what I'm running in my car right now. That's kind of a fun setup. But, I just run the automatic gain as well. I don't set it or anything, although I've had some issues on analog, so I kind of have a setting in my code plug for the analog side. If I head over there at all, that I set, but I don't know. I'm enjoying getting back into amateur radio here. It's been a little while. I'm always around the edges, and I'm always playing, but I wasn't near an MI5 site for about 3 years, and I had a hotspot, but I just didn't get all that involved. But I've suddenly got the bug back, and I'm cleaning up all my code plugs and getting back into it. And back spending time on Statewide 1 when I'm traveling and listening. And I got a hotspot built now for the car as well, too. So I can, even when I'm out of state, I can monitor. So I'm here more often now.
Well, very good. I'm a big fan of this stuff, too. So, the other thing, too, around here that I'd like to see him get more popular is P25. I know that a couple of the repeaters that, around here, the 244.2.6, after it gets done to an analog, you hear it go bleep, or beep, beep, and that means it's ready to take P25 or analog. But the hiccup that he has right now is he doesn't have anything connected. So, like the 625 and the 2.6 and then the one in Romeo, and then there's a couple other ones that he's got all interconnected. Well, the hiccup is that they don't connect to each other on P25. So it really isn't, there's no reason to get anything like that. Even though the radio itself does it, and the radio is waiting to accept the P25 digital command, unless you're within the earshot of that one repeater, you're not going to talk to anybody.
Yeah, I'm a P25 fanboy myself, I'll say that. I play with it a bit. I've been playing with it since the days I built my first repeater in Michigan. Because when I got a coordination, 900 is the only place I could get a coordination. So I've got three 900 megahertz P25 repeaters on the air, and one fairly large coverage VHF here on the west side. And I enjoy playing that mode. There's not a lot of traffic on it yet, although I've got a couple of guys down VHF and got it all into a comparator so we can extend the coverage. There's actually some setups out there. If you're familiar, I'm sure you're familiar with like DV switch and some of the stuff to start connecting MMDVMs and things to P25. So I actually was part of the project I was working on yesterday. Last night when I was bored, I was working on a P25 MMDVM setup. I actually got a PiStar unit working on 900 megahertz P25. So next step is to figure out how to get it all tied into the system and see if it sounds good into the quantifiers or not.
Now that's impressive. Get a P25 to an MMDVM and then talk back out. That is cool. I love doing that kind of stuff, and I'm trying to get Sean to get his stuff connected together. What's your VHF frequency over there? Because, you know, some of our, we got limited products that we sell over there. And my family is from Pawpaw, and I highly doubt if your repeater goes that far. And I'm sure your 900 stuff doesn't go down that far.
KSKK Joe Monitoring. Pioneer.
Yeah, NAKPP. All right, we'll set that in a few minutes.
Sorry if I'm bursting into a conversation, guys.
No, the more the merrier. Unless they had a phone call or something. Go ahead, Breaking Station. This is Wally, NHKPP. Where are you calling from?
NHKPP, this is Tom, Tango Oscar Mary, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, and I am at Oakland County Community College right now, just messing around with my radio, trying to figure out DMR.
Very good. You're a little hot on your mic game, but other than that, you're in there nice. So you've got everything else figured out. What do you have for equipment?
Believe it or not, I bought this a couple of years ago. It's a TYT-MD-UV-380.
Yeah, I hear a lot about that. Is that one of those that you can put that open GD software in? Is that one of those?
I don't think so. I'm using the software off of the TYT website. It's like CPS or something like that. I'm just trying to figure out how to program it all. And this one here says MI5-8W1. So I figured that's a statewide system. So is that the group ID, what, 51 or something like that?
Yeah, that's the talk group. There's talk group. He's got a lot of talk groups, but we're supposed to stay at 51 and 52. The odd talk groups use the odd time slot, T1, TS1, just a second, I gotta make sure I don't blow my intersection, okay. The odd talk groups, so 5-1 uses time slot 1, 5-2, which I believe you can talk on 2 as well. As a matter of fact, somebody told me they prefer you use that one, and I guess if one of the sysop guys are in, they can say, and 5-2 is time slot 2. And 5-3 and 5-4 for the same thing. It goes back to 1 and goes to 2, but 5-3, 5-4 are reserved for special events. And there's a group I.O. thing that you're supposed to sign up for, because occasionally these things get used for special events, or sometimes they, you know, the counties and the police departments will use them as backups and checks, and they'll occasionally send out an email, you know, hey, please don't use talk group 1, or please don't use time slot 1 or something like that. So, but if you get a chance, look for that. It's C-M-E-N, and that's what it's called. And then you can find that. Just search C-M-E-N, C-M-E-N, and DMR, and then you'll take it right to their website.
Yeah, I'm looking at my digital RX, or my digital contacts, and it does show 5-1 is state 1, 5-2, and then it says 5354 is events one, you know, 5-3 through 5-6 is events 1-4, and I saw Seaman in there somewhere. Then there's ARPS 8901 and ARPS 2, 8902. I know that's how I follow the weather service if I'm on the other radio. What I'm trying to do is I want to link up to the East Coast Reflector through DMR, and I'm just trying to figure out what group talk that is.
That I don't think you're going to do over the air unless you go through a hotspot or a DV and Pi-Star type thing.
Okay, because I know on my analog, I go through the GM repeater between 9 in the morning, and they're linked to the reflector, and then there's a 70 centimeter out of Milan that's a direct that's linked right to the ECR, but I'm not close to that repeater unless I'm traveling into Ann Arbor and by the airport and stuff like that. So I was just trying to find another talk group. Like I said, I'm new to DMR. I've had this radio for maybe about 2 years, and I was just messing around, and I got it onto Worldwide, and I thought that I got kind of excited about it, so trying to get back into it, and I heard you guys talking on Group 51, so I figured I was getting somewhere.
No, you got it. In order to do what you were requesting, and I struggled with it at first, too. It's kind of like you got to kind of figure it out by yourself, but the repeater itself has to be connected to Brandmeister, and then Brandmeister has to be told what to allow you to do. So, and if you get to the Brandmeister thing, like this repeater is not hooked up to Brandmeister, so you really can't do anything. Like I know in some of them, like over in Ann Arbor, once in a while, you can go in there and you can say, okay, I want to go to Talk Group 91. And it'll let you go to Talk Group 91, and then it'll time out. You know, after like 10 or 15 minutes if nobody transmits on it. So, but this repeater doesn't do that. This one here, they've got it set for the, you know, basically the fives, and you can punch in all of the commands you want, and it just ignores them. So, and it's the same thing like with that at Oak. I know the Oak is the same thing. It is what it is. And I don't blame the guys that have these repeaters, you know, because, you know, you can go ahead and just, you know, okay, I want to talk to Worldwide One, then all of a sudden your repeater runs for 15 minutes straight, you know, because you didn't get a command to disconnect it. So I believe that that's the way it works. But I do know that this one won't go anywhere by giving it commands. If you want to do that, get yourself a Pi Star do it that way. And a lot of us use that WCHP, W0CHP program. That's a lot better than Pi-Star.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking on here, and I have, like, Detroit MI5, and that's 444RX and 449TX. Says admit by color code. And I can do the group list where it says contact name. It says MI5 statewide. So I don't know if, and it says BMMI5. So I don't know if that's Brandmeister or what. And if I look at my groups under my digital contacts, and that's where I can see the different talk groups. I pulled this code plug. I forgot from where. So I was just trying to see if I could get to, you know, like the East Coast or West Coast through the repeater. I don't know if I should use the Detroit repeater or the Pontiac repeater on any one of those if they link up.
I know this one does not. So you're not going to get anywhere. You can send it all the commands you want, and it's going to ignore you. So, yeah, this one does not. I don't know about the Pontiac, that Oak repeater. My guess is it probably doesn't. Search it on Brandmeister, search repeaters. I know that big one, that CM whatever, down in Highland Park, he had a big one there too, but that one's been disconnected from the Internet for like 3 or 4 months now. So that one isn't going to go anywhere either. So, yeah, I don't think where you're at, you're going to find one that's going to allow you to go and do what you want to do.
How about Mount Clemens or Clinton Township? You know, are those ones are just in the five group also?
Yeah, it's all the same system.
Oh, okay. It's all MI5. Okay.
Right now, you're simulcasting on every one of them that are on the MI5. So if anybody is listening on anywhere else, like the MN contact that I was just talking to, I forgot his call already, I'm such an idiot, But the last one that I was just talking with, he was in Rockford.
Okay, so the Ann Arbor one probably is the same way then.
Yes, sir. If it's MI5, once you get to their webpage, it's really good about showing you where all of their peer systems are. And but they're all the same.
Okay, it's just MI5.
That's what I call it. I don't know if they have a different name for it, but I always call it MI5.
Yeah, I'm looking at MI5 DMR network right now. Yeah, WACMN.
Gentlemen, I have to go. I am where I'm supposed to be, so you guys take care, and have a good evening. November 8th, Kilo Papa Papa. Lovely.
Send it through to you, KJO. Yeah, the other station. Yeah, I'm looking at MI5, WACMN net. It shows 5152 is general statewide use, and then the other one, 53 through 56 is your events. Yeah, those are the ones I got. Now there's MI7, so I wonder what that's all about.
Hey, Tom, am I making it in there, W8MW? I heard you as well, Paul. Hi, Paul. I don't know if I'm getting in between these guys or not, though. I'm still here.
Yeah, I still got you.
I think you guys might have doubled. I think Wally cleared, maybe. Bye, Wally. Hope things go well. I heard Paul in there briefly, and Tom, I think you guys might have doubled with each other. Tom, go ahead. Name on this end is Mike. Uh-oh, Paul, I lost him, too. Do I have you? KCDW8MW.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I think I'm on the Mount Clemens one now.
W8MW, November 8, Papa Zulu Tango. Well, very good, Paul. I heard all. I heard another station jump in there, so we'll pass to him. I know the 300 well. I've actually got one laying here on the counter. I'm on the little bigger brother, the 3500E right now. But anyway, NAPVT, go ahead and pick it up. And got Paul, Mike, and Tom in here so far.
I didn't want to jump into the conversation. I thought that there was some different issues, and I just wanted to... Petoskey, I'm on the Hackleberg machine. I was just curious to know how this radio was coming in.
Petoskey, you sounded pretty good. I didn't get your call sign because I'm not writing. My writing is terrible. I can't write a letter. But I can press a button, and I'm in Oakland County, Pontiac area, Auburn Hills.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm actually out of Indian River. When I'm in Indian River, I'm closer to the machine. I'm in Petoskey right now. And my little halfway antenna on top of my car is probably not really doing a very good job. I have to get a somewhat longer one yet, but I just wanted to see how it was coming in.
Sounds pretty good to me, sir.
Yeah, NAPZT from W8MW. Sounds pretty good here in West Michigan as well. I'm hearing a little packet loss, just a little bit of digital on you, pretty minor. Compared to the other guys, just a bit, maybe just occasionally. I have to jump in and check what your actual signal strength is on one of the repeaters, but or on the repeater you're on. Just a hair, but it was definitely usable good. I heard Milton there too. I've got a busy roundtable this afternoon. I don't know who's next. Milt, do you want to go ahead and pick it up? And you can probably pass it back to Paul. K9FLN from W8MW.
Yeah, like I said, you sound pretty good. I don't know how I'm hitting everybody. Yes, it is. I'm still messing with it. I mean, I got the power set to high. It's a MDUV380. I've had it for a couple of years, and I just started messing around with it.
I'll see if I got it. Well, Tom, it was nice to meet you. There's a whole bunch of people in here. I heard Milt in here, too. I heard Paul's in here. Nice group this afternoon. But, yeah, you're doing a good job on the radio there. I would say to Mike Ames, just a bit hot. I can tell when you're moving it away and stuff. It's a little hot compared to the Motorola's I hear out here. That's the only thing, but you're doing a great job. And if I can answer any questions for you around Brandmeister or the MI5 system, Paul's really smart and into this stuff. Obviously, Wally is, and I've been around quite a while. I run a couple of the MI5 repeaters here on the west side as well as a couple of Brandmeister repeaters. I'm actually on Brandmeister right now myself, so we can give you any info you need to help you along, and we are glad to hear you here on Statewide 1. I'll let you take it, Tom, and then maybe check and see what those other guys want to stay in.
KZKJO back on the frequency.
Well, sounds good, Paul. Good to hear you on here. I'm going to be around more often. We got moved into our new house, and we got more the equipment back on the air, got the repeater back on the air, a bunch of stuff. So back to business, but good to hear you. I will listen along and see who else is hanging out here. I think Milt was in there as well. I don't know if the gentleman from up north is northeast is still there, so I'll listen along. W8MW.
Yeah, W8MW. I was trying to do it, too. Like I said, I was putting the Pontiac repeater in there, trying to see if that works. It's like 444.46, and then, of course, 9 is a positive offset on it. Put the contact to Statewide 151. See if that worked. I'm trying. W8MW, you still copy me?
I saw you in there, Milt. I see on the dashboard, I don't know if you're making the repeater, K9FON W8MW in the group. I don't know if you're trying to come back to us or not on that go-around. W8MW listening.
W8MW, KPD.
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, and I'm coming through the Hamilton repeater here rather than the hotspot. I just mentioned before we signed off, I don't know if you caught it, that I'm trying to get some activity, more activity on the 31267 West Michigan group. So if you want to monitor over there, you might want to give that a shot. I've put receive groups in here so that I can monitor that along with the others, but just not enough activity over there, and I'd like to see more of it.
Yeah, 100%. It came up this weekend at the Hamfest. So I have also built receive groups and have a second radio and a second time slot sitting on 31267. I just realized I don't have it on at the moment, but because I threw the radio on the charger. But I'm going to be listening most days to both. That's what I've got my local repeater at the house here set up with now, is one on each time slot, 31261 and 31267.
Okay, sounds good. I'd like to see people start using that a little bit. Occasionally I hear somebody, but not too often. Let you run. I just wanted to jump back in and thought I'd jump in from the repeater side rather than the hotspot side. KPD, we'll be clear.
Okay, sounds good. I'll catch you soon at 31267. Nice to hear you. I'll keep listening along here. I'm just programming routers, so it's nice to hear everybody. W8MW.
Okay, CAK Joe listening. Well, it's somewhat working.
KESCA, Statewide 1, I'll be monitoring. Afternoon, or evening, I should say.
W8MW, listening, Statewide 1.